If you have your Bibles this morning, again, as we have heard in our hearing, the gospel according to St. Matthew found in the first chapter, I'll read verses 18 through 21 again. The Bible says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Supporting scripture this morning, Paul's writing to the Ephesians 5 and 20. "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." If we are to use a thought or subject on this Christmas Eve Sunday morning, we like to use the thought this morning, take some time to thank God for Jesus. Take some time to thank God for Jesus. Amen. The Lord is blessing us right now. Amen. Hey, do you really know that? That God is blessing you right now. Woke you up this morning. Started us on our way. God is truly blessing us right now. And for those blessings, I take pleasure in telling the Lord, thank you for blessing me right now. Thank you for blessing me last night. Thank you for blessing me last week. Hallelujah. There's always a time where we ought to take that little precious time to say thanks. Some of us find it hard sometimes to tell one another thank you for the things that is done, because for some reason or another we are led sometimes to think people just ought to do that. You be good to me because you ought to be good to me. But I was taught when I was growing up that people don't have to do anything for you. And I also found out that sometimes the ones that you do the most for are the main ones that you can't get to do anything for you. But you don't do good deeds in order to receive accolades or to receive some type of reward. You do good deeds because it's in your heart to do that. I love you. I give to you because I love you from my heart. I'm not paying you to be my friend. I'm not paying you to be my companion. I give to you because I love you. But sometimes we get it all misconstrued and we begin to think that the only way you can have a friend is to buy a friend. And you'll find out when you buy a friend, you run out of money quick. Because the more you give them, the more they're going to reach out. Every time you turn around, they got more needs than you got. But God blesses us to be a blessing unto others. We are here only because of the grace and the mercy of God. And we can say that we are blessed people this morning. It doesn't matter that we are poor. It does not matter that you may not have all the material things in life that you desire. But do you ever think about the fact that God said that he shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory? Now, you may not have what you want, but I believe you got what you need. So a lot of times when you are pondering and worried about things, then you need to stop worrying God about something that you really just don't need. You can use that prayer time for something else. You need to stop worrying God about things you don't need. I hear you saying amen. God hear you saying amen. And I believe before the day closes, somebody gonna ask God, give me a little help for something that you don't even need. See, we have a tendency to sit in God's house and we listen to the man or the woman of God, and sometimes we hear but we don't listen. See, there's a distinct difference between hearing and listening. You can always hear sound, but you got to pay attention to listen. And when you listen, that's where your comprehension comes in. When you just hear, then you don't really absorb what's coming your way. You know how it is sometimes when those children came and asked you for those things that were way out of reach. And it went way over your head. You didn't hear a thing. All you know, they said something. But it didn't faze you because you was not listening to that. You heard them make a sound, but you didn't listen to that. But there comes a time you got to listen. God wants us to listen. Stop thinking that it's all about us. We are here. We've assembled ourselves together on this great Christmas Eve to worship and to praise God, Jesus Christ the King. We anticipate a day of thanksgiving in celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. If there ever was a time when it was said that it's all about Jesus, it ought to be right now. This is the season. We say so often that Jesus is the reason for the season. But it seems as if it's a jingle for a commercial because it's become so commercialized and so routine to us that we say it, but do we really mean it? Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day God loves a cheerful giver. Every day God requires us to love one another as he has loved us. Every day we should seek joy, peace, and happiness. Every day we should be trying to be what God would have us to be. It should not be just 2 or 3 days out of the year when we set aside time to recognize Jesus as the supreme being of the world. It seems to me that we put so much emphasis on Christmas and Easter that we forget all of those other months. Jesus is still Jesus. Now, we celebrating his birth. We celebrate the death and the resurrection and all of those things in those 33 years as he walked upon the earth. But what about everyday existence? If God only blesses us twice a year, then we are people in a bad, bad situation. So even though we acknowledge him in a worldwide way on those two occasions, there are some people, and I do trust and believe you are some of those people, that every day, somewhere in your life, you acknowledge or you recognize God as being God. Now, I'm not saying you're a religious fanatic. I'm not saying that every word that comes out of your mouth should be holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, because I don't like them kind of friends. If every time I see you, you are always highly favored in the Lord, I'm better than blessed. I just want to know, are you all right today? How you feel today? I'm highly favored. I'm blessed. But I'm still catching. But today I'm all right. Just that simple. Your life is going to change as you go from one day to the next. And we as adults, we need to be setting a pattern. We need to be setting examples for our younger people to know that life is not going to be easy. And I ain't even going there because I don't have that kind of time this morning. Yeah. You have to be careful when you carry what we call the Word of God. When you try to help God's people to understand that it is all about Jesus. Now, from a spiritual standpoint, from the churches, we always pump it out. We always try to make people understand that it's not about us. It's about Jesus. It's about the birth of Christ. It's about all that he did for us when he came and when he died and when he gave his life. But what about those times when we don't quite understand? I do hope and pray that we don't allow time and society to get us so sidetracked that we lose focus on what's the most important thing about this season. The most important thing about this season is not about what you're going to get under a tree. Because the most important, the greatest gift of all, if you wake up in the morning, you got the greatest gift of all, life itself. And if you got life, then there is hope for you, because the Bible said that a living dog is better than a dead lion. So as long as you're living, there's some hope for you to be what God would have you to be. Now, your neighbor may not want you to be no more than nothing. People may not think that you rise a bit above what you used to be. But you're not here to satisfy people. I'm glad I'm not here to please nobody. I'm here to declare that God is a mighty good God, and that God wants us to realize that he's the one that should be praised. We gotta understand that when we look at our lives, we are very important to God. It takes all kinds of people to make up the world. And when you begin to think like you're in such a bad situation, when you begin to think that life is crashing in on you, and don't nobody care anything about you, and life has turned its back on you, and somebody is out to get you, you got to understand that there's always somebody in a worse condition than you. There's somebody going through worse problems than what you had. There are people that are hungry right now, and they're going to have less food in a year than you're going to throw away today. There are people that we know that don't have the things that they might need, but we got to understand that people all around us are being neglected every day. People right around us are being abused every day. Young people need to understand that there are some things that you may want out of life, but there are some things that you got to understand that only comes from the Lord thy God. If you are fortunate enough to receive anything, then you need to learn how to be thankful. You got to thank God for the things that he has done in your life. You got to thank God for being the God that he is to you this morning. I believe this morning that it is important that everybody know who Jesus is. Jesus is that one that we can all depend on this morning. Jesus is a just God. And just the name Jesus has power. We think about that name Jesus. Jesus is the human divine son of God, born of the Virgin Mary, the great high priest who intercedes for his people and sits there at the right hand of God, the founder of the Christian church, the central figure of the human race. We look here in the gospel according to St. Matthew. We read that there was the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise when his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. Before they ever came together, the Bible said that she was found with the child of the Holy Ghost. Joseph said unto her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, the Bible said that an angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph and said, Joseph, don't worry about your wife Mary. Everything has been all right. Your wife has not been with anybody, but she's conceived of the Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. And I'm glad to know the power of the Almighty God, for God is a Savior this morning. And anybody that know God for themselves, know that God came to save us from all of our sins. I thank God this morning. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord God has done, that God made a baby and they called him Emmanuel, that means that God is with us. For I found out one day that I'm not here all by myself, but God is right here, right now. He's standing right by my side. And I stop by to let somebody know that you need to take some time to thank God for Jesus. Out of all the things that I've had in my life, Jesus is the best thing that I've ever had in my life. I found out a long time ago that there's something that come in life. Some things stay for a little while, and some things go on about their way. But I found that if I hold on to God, God will not leave me. God will always be right there. If you are a spirit-filled believer, the Bible says, giving thanks always and for all things unto God. The Father, in the name of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ, somebody need to take the time to tell the Lord thank you. Somebody need to take time out to thank God for Jesus. Anybody want to thank God for the lily of the valley? He is the one this morning. It's all about him. His name is Jesus, and the name Jesus, there's power in that name Jesus. When I think about Jesus, and I think about this holiday season, somebody say, where did Jesus come from? If you look in the Word of God, Jesus came out of the bosom of God, walked down on the earth as a man in the flesh. But I'm glad while he walked in the flesh, didn't have no power. They took your baby. They took the baby Jesus, and it didn't have nowhere to be born. But God provided a manger, and I'm glad that somebody heard the voice of the angel when the angel said, thou shalt conceive in your womb a boy child and name that child. You gotta name him the greatest name of all. You gotta name him a name above all name. You gotta name him a name that has power. And that name is Jesus. Jesus is my friend. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus for yourself this morning? Do you know Jesus will make a way out of no way? So you better take time out while you're shopping, going here and there, trying to buy this and that. But take a little time out to just thank God. I just thank God for Jesus Christ this morning. Because if God had not let Jesus be born, then I'd be lost in my sin. But because Jesus was born and came to save me from my sins, I shall live again. I know in this feeble body that I am in, that I'm going to die one day. But when I die, let me die, because everything's going to be all right. The reason why, because I heard about a man from Galilee that was born in Bethlehem by the name of Jesus. Take time out to thank God for Jesus.